I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What about bizarre rules that parents had at one time or another? People were submitting them online. I remember I had one friend who could only watch a PG-13 movie if there was someone else who was over 13 with him. So he's like 12. And so he'd come to our house. Or like, you know, and like come over for a sleepover or whatever, and a group of friends, and he'd be like, I can't even remember like a PG-13 movie. Are any of you guys like 14? No. My mom and dad will ask me tomorrow. Like, could you just not tell them?
Yeah, so it wasn't that an adult had to be there. There just had to be somebody who was like 13 and a half, and it was fine.
14. PG-13 meant someone had to be 14 or higher.
Oh my God.
I think they just set it up arbitrarily because they knew he was one of the older ones in the class. Yeah. I don't know. It seemed weird.
Was that other person
weird.
Expected to like block their eyes if there was something inappropriate? Or
they were expected to tell the group, yeah, we can't watch that.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished, by the way. They stuck to that rule. Wow. Can we watch something else?
Yeah.
This one, a mom told her kids not to cover their mouth when they coughed or sneezed because she did not want them to have dirty hands.
Why do you sneeze or cough into your arm, not your hands?
Or maybe teach your kids to wash their hands.
That too. Yeah.
A novel idea.
Just sneeze out into the world.
This text, my mom thought drinking more than one glass of water a day would dilute the nutrients in their body.
Oh, my God.
After one glass of water, they were encouraged to drink 7-Up.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's like the opposite of every other parent.
Yes. 1-800-947-3979.
When we got our cars, when we turned 16, my dad told us, like, we didn't get brand new cars or anything like that, but he said, you got to take care of this, and you are not allowed to let the gas tank go under a quarter tank. You're not allowed to do that. Once it gets to a quarter tank, you got to put gas in it. And we lived out in the country, so it made sense. You don't ever want to test it or push
it. Yeah, you don't want to push it too hard, no.
Yeah, but I always thought that was a funny rule. I'd get in my friend's car, and I'm like, your gas light's on. I always thought it was so dangerous.
Yeah. Like,
girl.
They really like put that OCD in you about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was that way for a long time. Like, well, it's almost a quarter of a tank. Better get gas. Mm-hmm. And now if the light doesn't come on and then give me anxiety at least two times to work, I'm not ready to do it.
Yeah, I think that's an old school belief from cars in like the 60s and 70s when if you got it low, you worried about sediments. Mm-hmm. In the bottom of the tank.
Yes, I remember my parents talking about that.
Because, you know, cars ran a little different then than they do now. Gasoline probably wasn't, as filtered then. Well, I mean, it did have lead for a long time, so who knows? But I think that's probably where that stems from. Oh, you'll ruin your injection system if you get to the bottom of the tank.
Yeah. Sucking up all the rust from the metal gas tanks.
This text from Wisconsin. I had to fast for blood work when I was 15, and my mom told me that part of the fast was that I couldn't have water even. I cried because I was so thirsty and was denied water for 12 straight hours. Just dry tears coming down your cheek. It's just salt. coming out in crystal form.
You really aren't supposed to have water, though, in your stomach, right? 12 hours before surgery.
No, you can have water.
I thought it was usually clear liquids were okay.
Yeah.
Like water is the one thing that you can have.
Oh, I thought like 12 hours before you weren't allowed to do anything.
Oh, no.
But this was just blood work, too. This was fasting blood work.
Yeah.
That's a long
time.
Even
worse.
Yeah, those are the stories that you hear that you go, that's the argument against, like, parents always know best. Parents should always be able to make all the rules for their own kids. You go, well, some of them shouldn't.
We got a text from someone who said, I was not allowed to play with anything magic or watch anything magic related growing up. And they said that included Harry Potter, but it also included like even just and I don't have the text in front of me, but they cited some movie where one of the characters had magic, and it was a movie where people would buy action figures or games, mm-hmm. and his parents would take the magic one away, which kind of defeated the...
Yeah, it makes it difficult to play the game.
Might have been Lord of the Rings.
Like very worried about the dark arts in that home.
This one came in. We were not allowed to use the word fart. We had to say fluff. And it's bad because it ingrained in my brain, and now as an adult, I say who fluffed, and then I get made fun of.
Yeah, because you sound dumb.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to say fart. We had to say pooted.
Yeah, I think not being able to say fart is pretty common. Yeah.
But I say poot all the time, like who pooted. But Ross's kids hate that word.
It actually feels a little worse to me.
Yeah, I don't like the word poot either.
Yeah, they don't like it. So anytime I'm like, oh man, one of the dogs pooted, his son's like, oh, please don't say that word. And I'm like, well, we're not allowed to say fart either. So I don't know what word to say. What do you say?
Tooted.
Tooted.
Yeah. That sounds better than pooted.
What my grandma would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ripped it
one.
Does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the dogs ripped one.
Oh, that's good. Yep.
Yeah. Floated an air biscuit.
Yeah.
This one, a kid's very religious parents. My religious parents would not let me watch SpongeBob SquarePants. Come on. Because they thought the holes in SpongeBob would give me impure, lustful thoughts.
Come on.
They thought you were going to want to bang a sponge.
That's a lie.
That's not true.
No, that's not. That cannot possibly.
Like, they were going to find you. Like, you know, treating a sponge like a cherry pie in the movie American Pie. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, all you'd be is disappointed when you found out there's no way you can do that.
Yeah, we
just aren't big enough. I mean, maybe in a true loofah.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to watch MTV. That was like MTV was not allowed in our house.
I can see that.
That doesn't seem even like a weird rule to me. I mean, some of the stuff is pretty.
Yeah.
Erasing.
Yeah, that and then the Harry Potter thing, because Harry Potter was huge when I was in middle school. And
that
high
was
school.
Pretty common, I think.
And there were a lot of kids who were not allowed to read Harry Potter. And they'd have to read it at school and keep the book at school. And I'm like, why I don't get it. And they're like, oh, my parents are super religious. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That degree of religion
it's a fiction
is
book.
Would be so maddening.
Yeah.
I don't mind if that's your belief, just as long as you don't try to ban Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. That like you know.
Well, it's just fantasy.
Yeah.
That's like being afraid of a book about unicorns.
This one. My grandfather, if we stayed at their house, when you had cereal with milk, you weren't allowed to drink the milk from the bowl, but you had to finish the milk. So you had to sit there with a spoon and spoon up every bit of milk until it was gone.
Oh, he didn't want to hear the slurp.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because my kids will pour the milk first. And they will fill the bowl nearly to the rim with milk and then add cereal.
Milk first, really?
I know. I hate it.
Oh, that is so
cereal
wrong.
First.
You've got to put a stop to that now, like magic in a religious home.
If I'm looking,
so
they'll
wrong.
Do it the correct way. And if I'm not, so then they get done and they said, hey, I'm done. And you look over and there's a bowl of milk that then just gets dumped down the drain. Yeah. So I've started making them drink the milk. And then they have a stomach ache, which, well, too bad. But I might do the spoon thing. Like, well, you got to drink that, but you can't do anything
straw.
But the spoon.
No, harder.
We have a couple
spoon.
Bowls that have a built-in straw.
Oh, nice. Those
oh, yeah, that's those are good. Sweet. They didn't have those when I was young. Straws weren't invented yet, but they're cool.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Straws weren't invented when you were young?
I'm just kidding.
My parents didn't let me wear makeup until I was 16. That was a hard rule in the house.
Oof.
Not a lot, but see, I dressed like a boy up until I was in ninth grade. And once I was in ninth grade, I didn't have as much of like a masculine closet. I wanted to start wearing clothes that were a little more female oriented, but I just didn't really care enough. about makeup until I was like 15.
And then were like, when you turned 16, did you go to school looking like Dee Snider of Twisted Sister?
I tried to, and my dad was like, nope, not happening.
A little
and
too much.
He made me wash my face one time and one time only. I don't know if my mom said something to him afterwards, like, hey, there's a different way to approach that. But I'd glitter makeup was real big then, and I had put glitter all over my eyelids. And my dad was like, absolutely not. Nope, we're not doing that. I think he was just really sad to see me jump into makeup like that. And
probably.
And his way was telling me, like, you're just naturally beautiful. You don't need all of that. And it was just me trying to figure out makeup. And then my mom took me to those like Mary Kay classes so I could learn how to do it.
Yeah. Learn about junior high, Dad. Jesus.
By that point, I was in 11th. I was 15, turning 16 in 11th grade.
You were?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was a year younger than all my classmates.
Oh, I was a year older than everybody.
Yeah.
Hold back the slow ones.
This one, my parents made me wear a collared shirt to school every day my entire life.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Is that now these days, I wear almost exclusively t-shirts.
I bet
you that's the case a lot of the time.
I can't imagine trying to make my kids wear a shirt with a collar. Like, it's, I mean, I can't even get them to wear pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I ask them to wear jeans, it's like, what are we doing? Going to a wedding? What?
Yeah. I mean, my kids go to school every day looking like Rex Kwando.
Mine too.
It's like, here's my Under Armour soft pants and my, you know, Adidas t-shirt.
I remember when we were putting together, we were doing an assembly that they were letting our student council do. And there we were doing like fake commercials and playing a game show. That was when I was Pat Sumjerk, the host of Wheel of Fortune, as you may remember if you've listened. And my co-host was Vanilla Whip. Very hilarious for eighth graders.
Yeah.
And the teacher said, yeah, everybody can just wear for one of the commercials we were going to do. It was like a spoof of a locally produced commercial from our town. Said everybody wear jeans. And this one kid raised his hand and said, I don't wear blue jeans. And we made fun of him like he had just said something ridiculous, and now he'd be king.
Turns out he was a futurist.
He was. That kid was on the ball.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.